Welcome to a well-built podcast from Biltwell Bank. I'm Don Griffin, Biltwell's Executive for Human Resources, and it's my pleasure to serve as your host. We plan to drop a new episode every other week with our expert bankers participating in conversations relevant to you in today's unpredictable world. It's our goal to provide yet another resource for listeners to gain knowledge about current events in banking, to answer some of your most common financial questions, and to connect with our communities in a meaningful way. If you miss an episode, you'll be able to access all the episodes from our archive library available on our website, biltwell.bank. So let's get started. Today I have Senior Vice President Bruce Longmire, who is responsible for our residential lending area. How's it going, Bruce?
Great. It's absolutely going great, Don. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you. So let's talk about mortgages for a few minutes this morning. Why don't we start with the basics? What is a mortgage loan?
A mortgage loan is basically a loan product. If you're looking at buying a house, a mortgage loan product is where you end up because it allows you to go long term, 30 okay. years, lock in an interest rate. You know, if you're looking at a $200,000 house, it's not like a car loan. You can go 5 years on it. No one could ever afford the payment with that. So a mortgage is the loan product that we use to buy houses with.
Okay.
And it basically enables you to lock in an interest rate for long term.
Great. So with today's environment, you know, I think if I remember right, we had some record low mortgage interest rates for quite some time.
Yes.
Over the past few years. What were those lows, just as a matter of information?
The lowest rate I saw was 2.625 on a 30-year loan, and that was with no discount points. And that was the lowest I've seen.
When you say discount points, unpack that just a little bit for us.
A discount point is basically a fee that a consumer pays to buy the interest rate down lower than what a typical market rate is.
Okay. So they spend money up front and that lowers their long-term
rate. It's part of their closing costs. So let's just use for an example, interest rate 7% today. You could pay a discount point, say 1%. It's 1% of the loan amount. And maybe buy the interest rate down 0.25%. And that's part of your closing costs that you'll pay at the table. Now, the thing with discount points is a lot of people don't know, but if you're buying a house, the seller can pay those discount points for you.
Okay. So that would be the advantage then for the buyer of that house who's getting the loan.
Yes. Many years ago, and we won't talk about our age or anything, but many years ago, your larger, I'll use carpet manufacturers, for example, the larger manufacturers, you know, they would bring people in and out maybe for 2 years or 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And the manufacturing company would actually pay discount points on behalf of their employees as a perk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was many, many years ago, and they kind of went away. Interest rates got so low. But they've kind of sort of popped back up. I've seen advertisements where they advertise a 3-2-1 buy-down currently. And, you know, whenever the real estate market slows down, interest rates go up, sometimes you get these gimmicky type loans out there. So we've seen these 3-2-1 buy downs, and basically those are temporary buy downs. Say if a market rate was 7%, the seller can pay on behalf of the home buyer a temporary buy down. So if it's a 7% rate, you know, they could buy it down to a 4% rate for a year, then it gradually goes up over a 3-year period. And that's become very popular in advertisement, but in theory, we haven't done a whole lot of those.
Okay.
People prefer just paying a discount point and getting it locked in for 30 years.
Okay. So that lock-in that happens, you've mentioned 30 years. What other terms does a mortgage department typically offer besides just 30 years?
Typically, they do 10, 15, and 30.
Okay.
Now, we can offer 20 and 25 also. And not everybody can do that. But that's one advantage that we have over other people is we can do a 20 and 25 year term also.
Okay, so if I'm a home buyer today and, you know, rates have started up and I want to buy a house or I want to build a house, what happens if rates go back down? You know, I've got this 30-year mortgage at some high rate. What happens then?
Well, you can always refinance it. Okay. I tell everybody, even in today's market with the higher interest rates, hey, in 13 months, and I just picked 13 months, in 13 months, come back to us. If rates have dropped 1%, come back to us. Let us run all the numbers and make sure it will benefit you. And if we did that original loan and you come back to us, we'll help you out every way we can as far as the closing costs are concerned. But we always suggest 13 months, come back and let's look at the rates.
At that point. Okay. So tell me a little bit about what different types of mortgage loans there are. You know, I've heard the terms FHA, I hear VA. What does all that mean for someone who's getting ready to buy a house?
All right. Your main programs are your typical conventional loan, FHA, you have VA and USDA. Now, back in the day, many years ago, and like I said, we weren't going to talk age, conventional loans were the most common. And, you know, if you have good credit, big down payments, you always looked at conventional loan financing. And those loans end up with Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. You heard those names years ago. FHA was used more as a first-time home buyer program because of the minimum down payment, and they would work more with people with credit scores, lower credit scores. VA, of course, VA is for our veterans. Mm-hmm. Will enable them to do 100% financing on home purchases and a higher loan-to-value on refinancing. And then USDA is United States Department of Agriculture.
Okay.
And out in the rural parts of the counties, not all counties, but most counties, they'll do 100% financing out in the rural parts of the counties. Now, like Hamilton County, no. But you get into Walker County, Murray County, you know, you see –
maybe Fentress County or Fentress Campbell County.
I was trying to think of Campbell County because we have a loan originator in Campbell County. Majority of Campbell County, which is in the north part of Tennessee, is USDA eligible. Now, let's back up to FHA for an example. FHA is probably the most common loan program today because it lets you do so much. It has a very minimum down payment. It's real flexible with credit scores. A lot of first-time home buyers are using that product.
Let me interrupt you, Nat. What minimum down payment, what percentage can that be?
3.5%.
So 3.5% down instead of 10 or 20% that you might see in a more conventional type.
Right. Loan. Well, okay. Even on the conventional loans, they'll go up to 97%. So you only need 3% to get into a conventional loan. But with FHA, that 3.5%, it can be a gift from a family member. Mm-hmm. Of course, it can be your own funds. In some cases, it can even come from your employer.
Okay.
We've done several of those. But I will say we have a leg up over majority of people today with FHA financing. Because with FHA financing, even though it's a 96.5% product, we can offer right here at Biltwell Bank a 100% loan product under FHA today. And that's something unique for us. Not everybody can offer that. So we're really excited, and we've done several of those products. And basically what happens, we loan you the 3.5%. That's your down payment. So you could really get into an FHA loan with no money out of your pocket because we'll do a 96.5% loan plus a 3.5% loan and the seller can pay all of the closing costs.
Wow. That sounds like a great opportunity for somebody to get into a house.
Yeah, we're excited with that product.
So what about somebody who might not qualify today, or they've looked at a conventional loan and didn't get approved for that? They might qualify for an FHA or a VA loan. What's the process that they ought to go through to either build that credit up to a point where that would work, or where can they get help with that?
That's the exciting thing about my job is if someone comes in today and wants to be pre-qualified for a loan, and let's just say they've had a hiccup with their credit and they just aren't able to do that today, we don't say, no, we can't help you. We turn around and educate that borrower on what they need to do today in order for them to be able to get a loan 6 months or 12 months down the road. So that's what I like, is to educate our borrowers if there's a problem. And it's exciting to see those borrowers come back mm-hmm. in 6, 8, 12 months down the road and say, hey, we've done everything you told us to do. Can we look at doing a mortgage loan now? Mm-hmm. And if they'll listen to what we're telling them, sometimes they scratch their heads at things I'm telling them, but if they'll listen to what we're telling them, we can get them into a home 12 months from now.
So that education then is a big part of what your department does through Biltwell then.
Yes, it really is. And that's, like I say, I love that part of it.
That's great. So if somebody wants to contact you or your department, how do they go about doing that today?
Phone number, 423-668-4664.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go onto our website, which is biltwell.bank.
Uh-huh.
Go to the mortgage link, contact us there. If they want to be pre-qualified, they can go through that our biltwell.bank website link, go to the mortgage department, contact us. Call us on the phone. We can do it over the phone. A lot of people think I don't have time to come into the bank.
Uh-huh.
Hey, call us. We can do everything over the phone.
Great. Yeah. Well, Bruce, it's been good to have you with us today. I think you've given us some good information for some people to get started with. And it sounds like whether it's a conventional loan, an FHA loan, a VA loan, or a USDA loan, you guys can handle it and your team's available to do that. So thanks for being with us.
I appreciate the opportunity.
To our listeners, thanks again for sharing a few minutes of your day with us. Stay tuned for our next episode and follow A Well-Built Podcast on Apple, Amazon, or Spotify, or from our website, builtwell.bank. I'm Don Griffin for Biltwell Bank. Well-built communities start with well-built banks.